For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with this, the return of Josh Reese
and his stupid hair.
My hair's not stupid. Did you not just see that flip? That was amazing. Hold on, I'll do that again for anyone else. Can this camera do slow mo?
No.
Hold on. Okay. Do you see that?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Hey, what's up, Andrew?
And it still looks bad. Okay.
It's amazing. That is one of the great things about having long hair, is you can flip it back whenever you want.
You know, I got so much crap on, when I did the NXT recap with Eric, and my hair was,
It was this week. You know what? Because I had a point of contention I wanted to talk to you about.
Because I didn't do my hair. My hair was down, and none of my facial hair was trimmed. Mm-hmm. People were like freaking out. They're like, Andrew, what's wrong? It's like, I just didn't gel my hair. I didn't get a haircut.
I thought your hair looked beautiful.
Thank you. No, I got a haircut. You're very handsome. I trimmed my beard. So now I'm all clean and nice. So you guys don't have to freak out anymore. I didn't realize that people were fapping it to me.
It's
while
disturbing.
They watched me on the webcam.
Very disturbing.
I didn't know I was a webcam model.
Yeah, you should pay extra.
I should be charging tokens.
Should take Tammy the Stitches price.
Oh God, yeah. You want to Skype?
What I found fascinating about what you said is that you keep your hair gelled all day long.
Well, how else would it stay like this?
I don't know. I mean, because like whenever I gel my hair, because I do gel my hair, mm-hmm. but like it just loses its gelness all day long.
Well, I get like the 10, like the extra hold, you know, like the strong hold.
It's too hard for me if I do that. And then it leaves like the white crust or whatever.
No, I don't have that. You're getting the wrong gel.
Can I touch it?
No.
Is it hard?
Is it hard?
Well, you said it's 10. It's the 10, so it's extra strength, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to come over there.
No. I'm going to come over there. No, you're not. Stop. This is not important. I didn't put that much in today.
It's not very spiky.
I didn't put that much in today. Okay?
I think Andrew's lying.
I'm not lying.
I think it's really a 5.
The only way my
but you
hair
want people
no,
to know it's a 10.
It's a 10. It's like the $2
10.
Gel.
It's a 10?
Yeah, it's a 10. It's like the $2 LA Looks gel or whatever that shit is. And yeah. That's the only way my hair would do this. My hair doesn't cooperate with me. You have a different hairstyle where, you know, you like to flip it down and back. And
yeah, it's amazing.
It just goes to the back, and it's long, so you don't really need gel.
Oh, I just got water in the back of my hair. That's awesome.
That's good. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
There we go.
You good?
I'm good.
All right.
Oh, so I've this week has been jam-packed with news.
It has.
Amazing. Who would have thought that since the podcast that we just did,
yeah.
and I say we because I'm part of the WWW universe, that there has been so much fucking news.
There
amazing.
Has. Yeah.
Crazy.
Unfortunately, we don't have a news segment on this show.
But we do have a
What's
segment?
What's do we talk about? Is that yes. what it's called now?
It's been a while.
Things we talk about?
It has been a while. Yeah. It's been, what, 3 weeks since I've been on this podcast?
No, it has not.
No?
You dummy.
How long?
You missed one show.
Oh, it feels like forever.
Wow.
I just miss you so much, Andrew.
Well, you're back with a passion then, I guess, right?
I am. I feel rejuvenated.
You must have 2 weeks worth of things we talk about, right?
I wish. No.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think we have lots of important things on things we talk about.
We definitely do, yeah.
Yes.
So let's get... through this NXT recap.
Let's do it, baby.
So we start NXT with Cassius Ohno and Hideo Itami versus Killian Dane and Alexander Wolfe of Sanity.
Sure, why not?
Where is Eric Young?
Exactly.
We don't know.
Where is Orny Lorcan?
Oh. What does he have to do with any of this?
I'm just saying, I mean, if you're breaking out
you
a third,
well say, like,
why not?
You might as well say, where's the Velveteen Dream?
Well, he would be a heel.
Where's Tino Sabatelli? Or...
Where are Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss? You know, out of the very few
House
wrestlers
shows.
I follow on Twitter, I follow Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
Yeah, does Sabatelli just post pictures of his abs all day?
No, lots of workout videos.
So his abs, well, shirtless.
Yeah. I don't watch the shirtless.
He looks
videos.
Like a. He's. You can tell he's like a Guinea. He's just an Italian.
Whoa!
He's just a Guinea, and he's like obsessed with his. He just probably tweets his abs all the time.
Can you say that word on a podcast?
Sure.
Okay.
You can say anything on a podcast.
Well, it seems super.
What? I'm Italian, so I could say it.
Well, I'm
just like black people. They say that.
Whoa!
They
Whoa.
Can use the N-word.
Whoa,
you
could okay.
say, you know,
man, I,
you
could
say,
though.
You know,
what?
Wetback.
Whoa, Andrew! Whoa! And it's beaner. And no, I will not say that.
You know, it's funny when you wear those beaners and then...
What?
You know, the beanies.
Oh, the beanies.
Yeah.
You know what I never understood? Why is beaner such a bad word? And because Mexicans eat beans, we're supposed to be offended by someone saying beaner?
Is that what it's about?
No,
they call beaner because you eat beans?
It's an association that you're Mexicans eat tons of beans, so saying beaner is somehow bad. I never understood that. I was more offended by wetback.
I don't get it. I'm not offended.
Mainly because I was like, I'm not a fucking... I didn't cross the Rio Grande. So it's ignorant on that part.
You shouldn't get offended. It's just a word.
I get offended by a lot of things, Andrew. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a very sensitive person.
You are a very sensitive person. Yeah.
I just bared my soul out to you before this podcast started.
Oh my gosh, that was way too long. I learned way too much about Josh Reese and his love life.
Sad, isn't it?
It is.
Fucking depressing.
It's very sad.
Oh yeah.
Are you sure you could do the podcast today?
Well, that's why we have this start time, because it took me a while to recover.
It did. Yeah. You had to take a fat break and then a cry break.
No, I don't.
And then another cry break.
Lots of crying.
And then like a
this tear right here.
Fat
this tear
break.
Right here for Sherry.
For sharing?
For Sherry.
For Sherry?
Yeah.
Oh. Is she listening?
No.
Is she watching?
Unfortunately, I don't think she gives two shits about me anymore.
Ouch. Yeah. Wow.
Sad.
It's very sad. Why did you do this? Why did you make the podcast so sad, Josh?
I don't know. Let's bring it back up. Okay, we were talking about Austin.
Let's bring it back
Austin
up.
Aries.
We're talking
Jesus.
About Cassius Ohno.
Oh, that's down again.
It's very sad. It's sadder than anything that you were talking about. So anyways, yeah, we got Cassius and Hideo teaming up against Sanity. At the end of the match, Cassius wants Hideo to tag him in. But Itami doesn't do it, because, you know, he's a fuck. He's being a fuck.
This is universal, English and Japanese.
Yeah.
Do you not understand?
Cassius was like, priest tag me in, priest.
Okay, now that was bad.
But did you watch last week's NXT?
Yes.
So you heard that, right?
Yes.
When he kept saying priest. Oh my gosh. So Hideo picks up Wolf, but Killian Dane tags himself in. Itami hits Wolf with the GTS, but then
Dane, he was smiling.
He was, yeah. Nigel McGuinness couldn't say that enough. He said it like 10 times. He hits the GTS on Wolf, but Dane hits a diving crossbody on Hideo and pins him for the win.
That was pretty vicious, though.
Sure.
I mean, like...
I don't know if that should be a finisher, but, you know.
Well, no, but, like, I hate to use this, but, like, an out-of-nowhere... It was, like, an out-of-nowhere crossbody.
I mean, Bray Wyatt does a similar move, but it's like it's just a setup move. You know,
yeah.
It's not a finisher.
But
the hair? Did he choke on your fucking chest hair?
I'm just saying, in this instant, it was vicious enough to be finished, because he's just finishing the GTS and like he doesn't even see it coming.
Right.
Wham! You know, he's out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, if you did that to me, I'd fucking probably be out of it.
What are you trying to say?
Don't crossbody me, bro.
Why?
Because it would be painful.
Why?
Because I'm sensitive. I'm weak.
Okay. All right. That's the only reason?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we're, you know, they're still hinting at this Hideo Cassius Ohno fight that no one wants to see.
Hinting? They're like a dog peed on the floor and you're rubbing his nose in it.
I mean,
like, it's all in our face.
This is like the biggest buildup to a match since,
that no one cares about
since Goldust and R-Truth. It's just, yeah.
You know what? I care more about Goldust and R-Truth than I do Cassius Ohno and Hideo Tommy.
Maybe.
Way too long, too, because this has been going over since TakeOver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it might continue until TakeOver.
Yeah. So then we go to earlier today, and four reporters are holding, one's holding a microphone, two of them are holding recorders, and then one person's holding an iPhone to get the scoop on Ember Moon. And all you just see their arms, and it's the fakest... The crappiest thing ever. They're trying to make it look like when, you know.
Look like a press conference.
When you do a, well, yeah, like yeah, when you're just in the locker
scrum.
Room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're just surrounding the player to talk to them.
It was so dumb.
In this case, it's just four people trying to get the scoop on Ember Moon.
I'm not so
Who
sure.
Who are these sources?
Right?
What, is one Bleacher Report?
I'm not so sure there are four people. I just think it was two people with two arms holding things.
That's probably, yeah.
That's how I want to picture it.
Yeah, it looks so bad.
It was dumb.
So bad. So anyways, Ember says that she's next in line for a title shot against Asuka, but then Ruby Riott, who's training behind her, hears this. And she's like, wait a minute.
She fucking goes all Lee Corso on us.
You had your chance against Asuka. I didn't have my chance yet, even though she did.
Right?
So she says, Ruby Riott says, I'm next in line for a
title shot. She's had what, two or three chances?
I mean, she was in that triple threat. So what does she mean? She didn't have her one-on-one chance? You still had a chance at the title. So shut up.
I don't understand. And I still don't understand why Ruby Riott gets pushed so much. What happened to Liv Morgan?
Don't get me started on that, Josh. Why do you have to remind me about Liv Morgan?
Because if I have to be fucking sad, Andrew, you're going to be fucking sad. What happened to Liv Morgan?
You're asking me? I don't know. Ask Bleacher Report. Apparently they know. No, but Ruby Riott's clearly going to lose to Ember Moon whenever they have this number one contender match.
Clearly, yeah.
So... You don't have to worry that much.
We've talked about this before. I'm done with Asuka. I don't want to see her in the...
I'm sorry. Did you watch last week's main event?
No.
Did you,
that's
no,
what I'm
you
saying.
Didn't?
That's what I'm saying. That was amazing. She needs to go.
You're not
she needs to go
Asuka.
To the main roster. I'm done with Asuka on NXT.
So should she lose the belt?
Takes it to SmackDown.
And what, defends it on SmackDown?
Immediately starts a feud with Charlotte for no reason.
With Charlotte?
Yes.
She should be the champion as soon as she gets to SmackDown.
Yeah, but they're going to stick with Naomi for forever. Maybe the NXT Women's Championship would be the main belt.
That last woman standing match, come on.
First of all, it should have been on a takeover.
So
it was
course,
great.
Of course
it should have been on a takeover, and that should have been the final match of Asuka's NXT career. Why are we going to be force-fed this Ember Moon storyline again? I didn't really enjoy it the first time around. What makes me think I'm going to enjoy it now?
I mean, yeah, unless Ember's, like, stepped her game up when it comes to promos or intensity, rather than just, like, whispering to Asuka, like...
Did it
Asuka.
Seem like she stepped her game up in that
Asuka,
media scrum?
You. No.
Yeah.
No. We'll see, man. Well, you know, we'll see. I don't know.
So you still want to see Asuka?
It's really tough. That it's the same thing that happened with Goldberg. When you have someone undefeated for so long, it's hard to, like... close that chapter. Because, like, why should she even lose to Ember Moon when you think... Why should she lose to anyone ever, really?
I agree.
When you think about, so it's hard to, like, give her that first loss. Like, it's going to take a lot. But I have faith in NXT because NXT usually does takeovers right. If this was WWE and it was Great Balls of Fire, like, you know,
right.
I don't have much faith in it.
Right.
And Joe and I are going to Dallas for Great Balls of Fire. And
whoa, spoiler alert.
We said it on the podcast for like weeks.
Oh, did y'all?
Yes.
Okay.
So, But yeah, I don't have faith in it. I mean, I want to see Lesnar and Joe, but you know, Lesnar will most likely win. And if they let Joe win, then I'd be ecstatic. You know, that'd be great.
But I think they're going to let Joe win.
No, they're not. And who's Joe going to fight at SummerSlam? Reigns?
Reigns.
They've already fought twice on Raw.
So?
Oh, right. That doesn't stop them. That would suck. I don't want to see Joe and Reigns again.
Or maybe Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah.
Finn Balor's not doing anything. And he never lost his championship. That was awful. I'm sorry. That was my bad. That was horrible accent. I tried to do a Irish accent.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Anyways, moving on.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Backstage, Drew McIntyre says he wants a shot at the NXT championship, and he doesn't care if it's going to be Bobby Roode or Roderick Strong. He's next in line, which...
Because he's transfacial. He can be heel or face.
I guess.
Yeah.
But he's more of a face, obviously.
I mean, that's what he was alluding to. He's transfacial.
Okay.
That's the shirt that we need next.
Transfacial.
I'm transfacial.
And it's like Big Show's face on it.
There you go. Yeah. No Roman Reigns.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, we said this before that we thought Drew McIntyre was going to get the title shot at Brooklyn.
Well, I know we kind of said that, but I was always floating back and forth between Aleister Black and Drew McIntyre. But it seems like Drew McIntyre is being pushed more than Aleister Black.
Aleister Black, just right now, been there a little longer, right?
Yeah, which is why he would be getting the first before Black.
And again, I want to see McIntyre versus Roode.
Yeah,
but I don't want to see McIntyre win.
Well, that's the problem that we're running into. We don't want to see any of these guys lose. Although I want to see Oscar lose all the time, but I don't want to see Bobby Roode lose.
No, I just don't want. Yeah, I just don't want Bobby. If he loses, I'd rather him lose to Aleister Black at the end of the year. Again, it's just me trying to like hope that he debuts in the Rumble. But
why would you rather him lose to Aleister Black than Drew McIntyre?
Because Drew McIntyre is already on the main roster, and he was terrible on the main roster. Now he's great. But I'd rather. I also don't want him to lose right now. I want his reign to be long.
Okay, well, if they flipped it and Aleister Black was next, would you want him to lose to Drew McIntyre later? You just want him to eventually lose to Aleister Black.
I guess he could lose. Yeah, I mean, I guess they flip-flopped it. I wouldn't care. As long as I just don't want him to lose it right now.
So you just, whoever it is, you just don't want him to lose it until Survivor Series.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Or maybe the takeover before the Rumble, and then he debuts in the Rumble the next night. I know, I'm getting, I create these ideas in my head knowing that it's not going to come true, so I shouldn't get excited for it.
In all honesty, he's probably going to lose to Roderick Strong at the next takeover. I'm just saying.
Really?
You never know. They love Roderick Strong. We'll get to that later.
I don't think they love him that much. So earlier today, Caleb Braxton interviewed Peyton Royce and Billy Kay.
The dynamic duo,
please. I don't know why she decided to interview them because there was nothing to interview them about because... Yeah,
what were they talking about?
They're upset that no one wished Billy Kay a birthday.
That's right.
Now, I know you like both of them, but you even have to admit this was stupid.
No, it was dumb.
Yeah.
I think it would have been funnier without Caleb Braxton. Like if they were just doing like, I don't know, like a FaceTime or something like that.
Well, Caleb Braxton mentioned like the Mae Young Classic and they were like, fuck that.
Yeah.
No one wished me a happy birthday. It's like, all right, I guess WWE is a terrible company. They don't acknowledge anyone's birthdays. I don't know.
They acknowledged Cody Rhodes.
They did, yeah, because they want him back, I guess. But so anyways, the iconic duo storms off. But in the background, Thea Trinidad is once again yelling at Cien Almas. So Kayla walks up to them, but Thea storms off. Kayla asks Almas who the woman was, and he just says, "Está loca," and walks off.
I'm translating this. What he said was, she's a crazy bitch.
No, he just said she's crazy. didn't say puta.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Or he didn't say perro, you know.
Perro.
Or perra. So anyways, but no, Thea Trinidad, that's, you know, that is, right?
You've been teasing this for a while. So now it's 100% confirmed that was?
That's her, yeah.
Okay, because you saw her in passing.
Well, no, you saw in the crowd, mm-hmm. A month or two ago. Then we confirmed it was her when she went up to Cien Almas outside.
Wow, so they've been laying this breadcrumb trail for a long time.
They have. And remember who her fiancé is?
No, you know, I don't remember.
Austin Aries.
Really?
Who just got released.
Interesting. Intrigue.
But, you know, I think it seems like Austin Aries wanted to be released. It seems like he asked for his release and was granted his release, you know? Because he was obviously upset for being, you know, by being jobbed out.
We'll get to things we talk about.
Well, no, it's, if we're here, it's fine.
Okay.
He's upset he got jobbed out, like yes. Everyone was. The guy should have been a huge star in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone loved him. They popped like crazy whenever he would come out and do anything.
He was amazing on commentary.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was amazing on commentary. They just totally used him wrong.
I was going to save this for things to talk about. Apparently, but on PW Insiders, apparently they said that he was really upset with just being marginalized to the cruiserweight division.
Sure.
Yeah, and of course look, if Kalisto can make it on the main roster, why can't fucking Austin Aries make it on the main roster? Why does Neville have to stay as a cruiserweight? Why can't some of these guys transition back to the main roster? Neville was a huge guy on the main roster. People love Neville.
Yeah.
Not all of them. I mean, we don't want to see TJP on the main roster.
No. Austin Aries went from TNA world champion to being jobbed out on 205 Live.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but not only this.
So he feels like he's a world champion. And I think he can at least be an Intercontinental champion.
Sure. You know? Sure. Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, even Finn Balor, who's like, they're like the same size. They're both small and skinny guys. And, you know, even Finn Balor was the Universal Champion for a day.
But
and obviously Balor was, they plan on having Balor be the Universal Champion for a while.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like Neville, not Neville, Austin Aries, for instance, yeah. He spends all this time in NXT. And you build him up there. Mm-hmm. He's a big star in NXT. Because we didn't know him from TNA. We just knew him from NXT, and we thought he was fucking awesome.
Right.
So then he comes over, he breaks his face, and he starts on commentary. Oh, my God, this guy, fucking awesome on the mic. Amazing.
No, when he retires from wrestling, he needs to come back and go on commentary.
Yes, take Tom Phillips' spot immediately.
Well, he wouldn't take Tom Phillips' spot.
David Otunga.
Yes. I mean, I like Corey Graves on Raw. Graves could, and like maybe if you eventually just fire JBL, you can give Austin Aries that spot.
Yeah.
Because he's better than JBL. Or, you know, throw JBL on NXT and he could be back with his best friend, Mauro Ranallo.
Why not? No.
I'm back, Mauro! Mamma mia, get away!
I'm going to the Mae Young
Classic.
That's
probably like in Mauro's like new contract. Like, I never have to talk to JBL again.
I never want to see his face.
Yeah. But anyways, before WWE announced that Austin Aries was released, he tweeted, "It's a beautiful day." And like a couple hours later, they said that he was released. So it seems like he really wanted it.
What he should have tweeted out was that picture of him after he lost to Neville, and he's sitting there smiling on the corner.
Yeah, oh my God. Well, he's just like,
I fucking knew it was going to happen.
It's fucking bullshit. 3 straight pay-per-views, I lose to Neville. It's so stupid. The guy was so over.
He was. He would have been great.
Like, who cares about Neville at this point? He's so boring. Right? Like, at first it was cool. Like, oh, Neville turned heel. Okay, cool. And now he's just, I'm the king of the cruiserweights every fucking week.
Mm-hmm. Which is why.
You know he's going to beat Akira Tozawa. Why the fuck
I'm hoping not.
Win?
I'm hoping that they find some way to get Titus O'Neil to interfere.
But if you're not going to give the title to Aries, who is the most over guy easily of the cruiserweights, why give it to Tozawa, who no one gives a shit about?
Maybe they do it to fuck over Aries. That's what you get for losing. We were going to give it to you anyways, eventually.
So, I don't know where they're going with this whole Thea Trinidad and Cien Almas thing. I don't know how this is going to turn, you know, get Trinidad on the show to be a wrestler because
right now she's just a baby
mama.
They're
making her look like, well, no, yeah, they're making her just look like she was like a groupie of Cien Almas. Like, who is she to Cien Almas?
Yeah.
I guess that's the.
I'm just amazing.
That's the intrigue here, but.
Well, I'm just amazed that, like, at some of the breadcrumbs that they plant. Like, you remember when Enzo and Cass were breaking up, and then a fan spotted the revival in the background.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, maybe they're teasing that. And right. We thought that for a while. Mm-hmm. And then you see Thea Trinidad just in passing,
yeah,
that she's in the crowd, and they're able to string all these events together.
Right.
Like, I'm sure they planned for the camera to pass Thea Trinidad out there, mm-hmm, just so course. People can get a glance. I'm just, yeah, just amazing. I am amazed at the amount of steps will take, and then they will screw up some of the biggest things.
Yes.
They'll get the breadcrumbs perfect.
Yeah.
But they'll screw up massive stuff.
Well, again, like the one where most people didn't notice the revival until someone on Twitter pointed it out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think like most people didn't notice the revival.
But it was a breadcrumb.
Then like the week after that, it's so fucking obvious. You see the revival, like they make it almost, yeah, so obvious.
Like, okay, you didn't see the breadcrumb? Okay, yeah, we're going to give you a piece of fucking bread.
And then eventually, like, they might as well just walk in the foreground. They might just walk right across the camera.
Banging cymbals.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it is
like, it's like they go from being subtle to just
beating you in the face.
Yeah, like it's just, no, what are you doing?
But it is amazing. You know what the WWE could use is like quality control.
Yeah.
Someone that at the end of the day just like looks over the scripts and goes, no, guys, you forgot that you have this at the end or whatever, because there's so many plot points that are missed.
Yeah.
And like, that's why this fucking podcast exists,
mm-hmm,
is because of all these holes.
Yep.
And why it would be so much easier if they had someone just to quality assure the product before it's released, especially on NXT. It's taped.
Mm-hmm.
You can fix these problems.
Yep.
Please. Please.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
You're right.
I'm hot.
You're hot?
Yeah. Is my hair okay? I feel like it's starting to come down.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I love it so much.
Okay.
So anyways, our main event, we have Bobby Roode versus Roderick Strong for the NXT Championship.
With his daughter? Not daughter.
His daughter
with
was
his
there?
Son,
his son?
With his son,
his
wife,
son?
And his mother in the
he
crowd.
He has a son?
He has a son.
The baby wasn't in the crowd.
It wasn't?
No. They're going to bring a newborn baby?
Well, they made mention that the baby was with them because they showed the stroller coming in.
Yeah, but I didn't see the baby in the crowd.
Okay,
crazy person.
Well, with his mother and his wife in the crowd.
You know they just had the stroller. There was no baby in there. Come on.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
But no, yeah, his wife and his mom were in the crowd. And before the match, Kayla interviewed both men backstage. She asked Strong what's on his mind for this match, and he just says, victory.
Dumb.
Bobby Roode then says, you know, Strong's been living a fairy tale for the last several weeks. Tonight he stands across the ring from his reality, and that reality is simply. And then he turns around so he could read the back of his robe.
That was great.
Which is glorious.
That was great.
Yeah. He's great. He's a great guy.
Yep.
He's great at his job.
I hope I find out one day that everything that he's done was created through his own brain. Like it's not, you know, writers that are writing all this shit for him. I really hope I find out that it's all him.
I think most of it is.
I think so too.
I mean, the song wasn't.
No.
You know, you heard in the interviews that they made the song before he even got there, which
but
I
like
can't
some
believe,
of the
because that song was made for him.
Yes, it fits him perfectly.
It was destiny for him to get that fucking song.
Yep.
No one could have done that better than him.
Shinsuke. But no, I'm kidding.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, what Shinsuke needs is more explosions.
More explosions. Oh, my God. So anyways, the match had a lot of backbreakers from Strong, which is, you know, it's usual for Strong.
I enjoy them. I enjoy his backbreakers. I think they're pretty good.
But then Bobby was also working on Strong's legs so that mm-hmm. he could weaken those backbreakers. So it was a good, like, storytelling between that, you know.
But I don't understand that, though.
What?
I mean, I understand the story that they were trying to tell, but mm-hmm. how does Bobby Roode hurting his leg and then Strong continuing to use the backbreaker weaken his blows?
No, it's because whenever he does it now, his knee's going to hurt.
Yeah, his knees is going to hurt, but it's not going to hurt Bobby Roode any less.
No, he's just trying to get him to stop, you know, from wanting to hit the backbreaker so much.
Okay.
Yeah. So Roode hits the glorious DDT, but Strong kicks out. Roderick then hits his backbreaker finisher on Roode and pins him 1-2-3 for the win. And new champion.
And new.
So Strong leaves the ring. He hugs his wife. But then the ref runs up to tell him that Bobby's right leg was under the ropes during the pinfall, so it does not count.
Now, since I am a new wrestling fan, still a baby in this business, only about 3 years old, I thought that your foot had to be on the rope, not just underneath.
No, it's under.
So it's under? So
they
the
did
foot
the same.
Can...
Now, did you notice this when it happened that his leg was under the ropes?
I did.
Yeah, so you knew it was bullshit as soon as it happened, right? That that wasn't going to count.
Yes, I knew that. But I thought, I was confused because I thought your foot had to be on the rope.
So remember Roadblock before WrestleMania 32 in Dallas? It was Dean Ambrose versus Triple H for the title when Triple H was the champion?
Yes.
Dean Ambrose hit Dirty Deeds on Triple H, pinned him 1-2-3, but then the ref said, no. It was Dean Ambrose's legs were under the ropes when he was pinning Triple H, so it didn't count.
Okay.
And Dean Ambrose wasn't even the one getting pinned. Like, he, like, you know what I mean? It's
They did the inverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a stupid rule in wrestling, and it's something they usually don't do. Like, I thought Roode was going to put his foot on the rope, but they wanted to get more heat by, like, oh, he just lucked out. Because really, that's what happens. Roode's lucked out on every win in NXT. Like, the big matches, you know? Like, because he gets hit by Nakamura, and, oh, Nakamura's
leg
breaks.
He hit him so hard his leg broke.
Or, you know, something like that, you know? Hideo Itami hits him, and then he rolls out of the ring, you know? And Roderick Strong hits his finisher, but his foot's under the ropes. You know, that's Roode's thing. And I like it. Like, that's how a heel, you know what I mean? A heel should always win dirty, so I like that Roode always wins dirty.
Does it also work with a hand? Can your hand be underneath the rope, or just your foot?
No, I think it's any body part.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, the ref tells Strong it didn't count. Bobby then attacks Strong from behind and gives him a glorious DDT outside the ring right by his mother and wife. Then he throws him back in the ring.
His unborn child.
Gives him one more DDT before pinning him for the win.
What an asshole.
As his mom and wife, like, legit cried.
Now, at any point in this match, did you think that the wife was going to get involved, like jump over the barricade?
No.
Because, I mean, they fucking linger on her all the time.
Yeah.
And they put her right there in the shot.
I was like, it'd be great if, like, Bobby Roode, like, kissed her.
Yeah, or, like, or like she slapped him or something like that. I really thought that something was going
to
happen.
Maybe he tries to kiss her and she slaps him or something. Yeah, but, well, I guess then technically that would be a DDT, but, or a DDT, a DQ finish, but.
Which would be fine for Bobby. He still wins.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she'd be like, oh, no, I'm so sad. I'm so sorry, Robbie.
Right.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird that, I mean, they've been laying this, the wife and the baby and all this stuff for weeks. And then, like, there's, I don't know if there's really ever any payoff. Other than, I guess, we feel slightly more for Bobby, for Roddy Strong.
Roddy Strong, I guess. Do you, though?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Which is why the fuck did we have these anyways?
It was really
funny.
If
I don't feel any stronger about them, what was the point of them?
Well, because they want you to. And the crowd at least seems to be behind him.
I guess.
They chant Roddy, and they cheered when he won.
I feel like they like him because he was an indie superhero or whatever. Everyone loved him from the indies.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. These are just things that I'm taking from my own brain.
Well, people are saying that he was a great bad guy. So maybe he's better as a bad guy, you know?
Maybe. Well, maybe eventually he'll turn on his kids. His kid and his wife.
He'll break his wife's back in the middle of the ring.
You know what? Yeah, and then he'll start dating Thea Trinidad. Yeah, there you go.
And have orgies with Cien Almas.
New tag team.
Ruddy, you want to get in the van? We'll all fuck. You want to get in the van? I'll fuck you. You fuck me. And these girls will watch.
We'll be a happy family.
You want to get in the van? Jeez. So anyways.
You went there.
Bobby Roode is still the champion.
Bobby Roode's still the champion.
And I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I enjoy it. But now, so do we think that Roderick Strong is going to have, that they're going to have another match?
No.
Because this was a unfair finish?
I mean, maybe they will. I doubt it. But maybe.
See, okay. Your hot take right now, gun to your head. You think the next match for Bobby Roode is going to be against the Scottish man?
For the title?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they have another one with Roderick Strong.
Yeah, they probably will.
I think
they
so.
They did it with Asuka and Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably will.
Now they have to find another way to, like, a stipulation to this match now. Now yeah. Something else is to be added.
Right.
Maybe 2 out of 3 falls or something.
Falls count anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Or falls count anywhere.
So that won't matter.
Yeah.
If his leg's under the rope, you know?
Mm, yeah, there you go.
And then, like, Roode will pin Strong on top of his wife. You know?
And, or his mother doesn't.
His mother. Yeah. So anyways,
she was the biggest heel of all.
Some quick awards. She
turned
real quick
on her husband.
Yeah. Some, oh my God, that's right. Holy shit. I forgot.
Right?
That was his mom.
Yes.
She shot his dad. There was an attempted murderer on NXT
row.
In the front row.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I totally
and they
forgot
welcomed
about
it.
That.
They welcomed it.
They welcomed it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That blows my mind.
Yeah. Might as well have had OJ Simpson in the crowd.
Seriously. Wow. All right. So that blew my mind. So quick awards real quick. Who was your worst dressed?
Worst dress, Killian Dane.
Killian Dane?
Definitely.
So tired.
Definitely.
I had Cassius Ohno.
Really?
Wore the Orlando Magic uniform again.
Okay, well, I think we're both
but
winners.
But I figured you'd pick Killian Dane, so yeah. You know, might as well pick someone else.
We both win.
Yeah, we both lose. Best dressed?
Bobby Roode.
Sweep it.
Yes!
Of course.
Glorious.
The gold robe, you know, with the gold title.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. It's perfection.
Yep.
Worst moment.
It.
Do it. Come on.
Worst moment.
Come on. You know it's true.
Was the Mean Girls.
The Mean Girls. The iconic duo.
No
one wished me a happy birthday.
It was annoying, not funny.
Fucking stupid. Yeah.
Most of the time it's funny.
Right.
This time it was annoying.
I mean, it's not. But this was like the worst one. Best moment?
Best moment was Bobby Roode and his quick thinking, putting the foot underneath the ropes.
Well, I think they said that he lucked out on that, you know?
Well, I believe in Bobby Roode even more.
Yeah.
Ingenuity as a champion.
Was good, you know?
So. It was a good main event.
Yeah.
Certainly takeover worthy.
Sure.
I wish the crowd was into it more. They weren't really into it until the end.
Right. All right. That's all for awards. Now on to
that's all for awards.
Things we talk about.
And we already talked about things we talk about. For
no.
Things
we already
on half
talked
of
about
it.
We just talked about Austin Aries. We didn't mention AJ Styles.
Whoa!
Winning the United States Championship Friday night in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
How about that?
Do you see what Kevin Owens did?
What?
He deleted his Twitter profile picture and the Twitter header. So now it's just black. He's in mourning.
That's great. Yeah.
So do we know anything about this match other than that he lost?
Well, what do you mean? What do you want to know?
Well, I mean, do we know? I'm like, of course we couldn't watch it, but like, was there any stipulations to it? How did Kevin Owens lose? Like,
well, no,
like what
WWE
happened?
WWE posted like a video.
Did you watch it? I didn't see it.
It just shows like the last minute of the match.
So what happened?
He hit the phenomenal forearm and pinned him.
Okay, so it didn't look like anything really that special?
No. But the crowd was surprised because, you know, when you're at a house show, you don't expect this to happen
because
they've they don't do this that often. They do it like once every 10 years, you know?
I did see someone tweet that the last time they did this was for a guy named Lance Storm and back in 2000.
Well, for the U.S. title.
U.S. title.
But they've done it other times for other championships, you know?
Okay. Well, that was like just the last
one. They did it once for the WWF championship, and Joe and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and I think it was Psycho Sid that won it at a house show. The main championship changed at a house show. So they do, you know why they do this? I mean, I don't know if you saw what I tweeted, but
I did.
It's obvious because, you know, we've been hearing for a long time now that the house shows have been, the attendance has been really bad.
Yeah.
Now, I assume in Madison Square Garden it's good because the shows they do at Madison Square Garden, it's like WrestleMania worthy, it seems like, whenever they fucking go to Madison Square Garden. It
that's
seems
their,
like the best
home.
Thing ever. Like when they had Triple H, Samoa Joe, and Kevin Owens versus, like, Balor, Rollins, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's why we all thought that stable was going to come, that awesome stable that never happened.
It does seem like the house shows get the things that we all talk about, but never get to see on TV.
Yeah. The most fun is...
Hey, want to see Shinsuke and AJ Styles? It's probably on a house show.
It's probably on a house show, yeah. So that's why they did it, to try to get you to go to the house shows. Like, hey, anything can happen.
Chef Daniel Bryan and Russell.
And I don't care if they do this, you know?
Well, okay, so...
Like, I don't care if they do this. That's fine. I mean, it really just shakes things up a little bit.
So do they have house shows?
It makes it seem more realistic.
It does. It does give you that anything can happen at any time factor.
Yeah.
So do they have house shows, like, every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering, because people are like, I'm sure, maybe even you tweeted this, like, oh, he'll lose it before SmackDown.
No, I don't think that's happening. I mean, it could happen, but I don't think they're going to do that because I think on Tuesday they want to say on TV, like on SmackDown, and the title changed hands at the house show.
Where were you fuckers?
They'll say the live event at Madison Square Garden on Friday. So, oh, you got to go to the live events. So I don't think he's going to lose it back, before Tuesday. I think Styles will have the championship going into Battleground. And then I don't know if he'll lose it back. Maybe they want Nakamura and Styles to be for a title, so maybe it'll be for that title.
So how does this change the landscape going forward? How do you feel in SmackDown? Do you feel that Kevin Owens is now out of the U.S. title picture? Do you feel that, because as you mentioned, maybe it's going to be Styles and Nakamura for a belt. Do you feel that? I mean, because what else is there for Kevin Owens to do now?
No idea. No, I mean, because you know he's not getting the WWE Championship anytime soon.
No, because Randy Orton's, and they're still going to feud for a while.
Jinder Mahal,
John
probably
Cena.
Probably beat Orton again.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I still think, and then it's John Cena, Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam.
In a Punjabi match? And then Punjabi.
No, God, no. And then Corbin's going to cash in at some point. So... Yeah. The fact that Corbin's going to cash in at some point, probably in the near future, that you know that Kevin Owens isn't winning the WWE Championship.
Maybe he's going to turn face.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The face of America?
The double face.
The double face?
Two-face.
Yeah. So maybe I hope he wins it, but I don't know. I don't know where Kevin Owens goes after this. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I'm not really sure either. Do you think maybe, like...
Because he's been a champion for most of his main roster career.
Fucking all of
it. He's had the Universal Championship, the U.S., and the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah. And now it looks like he's in uncharted territories. He's not going to have one for a while.
We'll see. Maybe he'll win it back.
Do you think that maybe...
Actually, I think at this point he probably will win it back at Battleground unless they... really think Nakamura and Styles. Because, you know, WWE figures Nakamura and Styles is such a big match. It doesn't have to be for a title, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But that's how they think, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's how you make Jinder Mahal interesting, by giving him a title, because without it, he's not interesting. You know?
Well, one of the things they haven't done yet is they haven't done trades yet. And
well, no, they did.
Who'd they trade?
The Superstar Shake-Up? That's stupid shit. But they said it was trades. They said it was trades. Like, Daniel Bryan and Mick Foley have been working all the... Or no, it was Kurt Angle, right?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
But what,
it was like Kurt Angle's first day, and he had to do all these trades.
But why can't they do something now? Like, okay, well, Kevin Owens is like, I don't want to fucking be here anymore, or whatever. Like, okay, we're gonna have to trade you to Raw.
He should go back to Raw.
He should.
But again, what they did with the Superstar Shakeup, they just traded their two top heels. They traded the two guys that can get the most heat with the crowd, Kevin Owens and The Miz.
Yeah, you can't have Kevin Owens and The Miz on the same show.
I mean, you could, but then you don't have anyone for SmackDown to get that heat.
Yeah. Man, such a weird position. Why the fuck did they do this? Now it's very confusing.
It was completely pointless.
Yeah. Well, it gets people more interested, but like I was reading, like, and I'm sure this might be the direction that they're going, AJ Styles told WWE.com that apparently he wants Kevin Owens to go through all the same hoops and hurdles he had to go through. A number one contenders match, a battle royale, all that type of stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, this feud could be going on longer.
Right, but you know they're going to fight at Battleground in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They'll fight at Battleground. Maybe he'll win it back.
Maybe.
But again, AJ Styles should be the WWE champion, you know?
I don't disagree.
That's obvious.
I don't disagree.
He's the one guy that everyone loves, the kids, the women, and the males, the adult males. Everyone loves AJ Styles.
Yeah. He's amazing.
He's the most over guy in the company.
Since Shawn Michaels.
I don't know about that.
Who else?
Well, Stone Cold.
Well, I kind of count that in the same. Yeah. Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels were the same area.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll see what happens there. Also, Johnny Gargano is returning to NXT next week to address what Ciampa did to him at TakeOver Chicago. So,
and set up his TakeOver match
with
with his partner, Ciampa.
So Ciampa actually does have a torn ACL.
Oh!
Yeah. Mm. So it seems like that's not happening. Unless they're trolling all of us. And
they could be.
Fake.
Why
but
not?
I don't know. It seems like that's real now. Seems like it's real.
That would
also
suck, because then it would feel like if I would feel unfulfilled if that didn't happen. As then that turn was.
Well, eventually I think it'll happen whenever Ciampa comes back.
Yeah.
It has to.
But it would just suck because.
It just sucks because Gargano is going to be stuck in limbo until then.
Yeah. And plus you're going to have the feud cool.
You know,
you
like, who's Gargano
going to
feud with? The Velveteen Dream? Oh, God. I just spoiled it. I really don't know if that's the case, but maybe.
It could be.
I assume someone interrupts him next week,
and
right?
And lose to the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah. Maybe he can just fight Paul Ellering since he looks like Ciampa anyway. He looks like an old Ciampa. So I also want to talk about this because...
Now you're bringing a lot of shit to things to talk about today.
Well, one of our fans, Marcus Muniz, tweeted this to me because WWE released their 10 best matches of 2017.
Oh? Uh-oh.
And it's total bullshit.
Okay.
Except for three of the matches, it's total bullshit.
I'm interested.
It's ridiculous. Okay, so number 10, and a lot of it's cruiserweight stuff. They're just doing this to try to get you to watch fucking 205 Live.
Really?
Oh, really? I'm missing all these great matches? I better go watch 205 Live. Bullshit.
They do have some good matches. Like, okay, I'm going to tell you, let me tell you what I think the best match of the year was so far, and you tell me if it's on the list or where it is ranked on the list.
Okay.
I think the best match of the year so far was Tyler Bate. I think that was the best match so far. Was that on the list?
Agree with the list. That's number one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I wouldn't put it number one because of my pet peeve. Like I said, the no selling. But I thought it was
true.
Great. I think it belongs in the top three.
I don't think it's number one.
You just said that.
Yes.
You said it was the best.
Never mind. I take that back instantly. Okay, my bad.
So it is?
Continue. Yes, it was my best match of the
better
year.
Better than Cena Styles at the Royal Rumble?
That was really good.
All right, so Let me go back to 10, okay?
Okay, 10.
So 10 was Neville versus Rich Swann on Monday Night Raw, March 6th.
That was pretty good.
That was a good match, mm-hmm. Not top 10.
I don't know if that was top 10. Good.
Number 9, the Women's Money in the Bank match on SmackDown Live.
What? That made the top 10?
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Oh, you mean not Botchamania?
Not even the top 100.
No, what the fuck? No.
No.
Don't get me wrong. I want them to continue to do women's Money in the Bank matches, but they got to put the women in the fucking match that could do shit. And Charlotte didn't do anything really that great both times.
I enjoyed the gauntlet match, the women's gauntlet match, more than I did the fucking Money in the Bank match.
Yeah. Number 8, Gallagher versus TJP versus Cedric Alexander versus Noam Dar versus Mustafa Ali, a fatal 5-way elimination match on 205 Live. Now, to be fair, I didn't watch this, but the picture is Jack Gallagher with his fucking umbrella jumping on all four other men. So, no, that is not a top 10 match.
I'm sure it was flippy as shit, though.
Stupid shit. Number 7 was Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns from like a month ago on Raw. That match was not good. It ended with Reigns winning, kick out, spear, repeat, right there. So, no. Number 6, this is ridiculous. Big Show versus Braun Strowman.
I like that one a lot. The second one? No, I like the first one much more.
This is the... I don't know which one this was.
The second one was recent, like what, 2 months ago?
This one says February.
That might have been the first one.
This is the second one. They broke the ring.
Okay, no. The first one I thought was good. The second one, not so much, because
just because they break the ring doesn't make it the best match.
I agree. The first one, I'd like to see what people think. Did you think the first one between?
I hated both.
Really?
Yes.
I really enjoyed the first one. Second one, not so much.
I've already said enough about how I feel.
You know what? I would say the first one probably deserves to be in the top 10 somewhere.
I'd rather watch Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Number 5, Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was a good one. I don't know about number 5.
It's in the top 10, probably.
But maybe like number 10 or, you know, yeah, low. Number 4, Balor versus Rollins versus The Miz, the triple threat for the number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship, which was May 1st.
Remember I don't think that? So.
That was pretty good.
It doesn't.
But we all knew Miz was going to win, and Miz won.
It doesn't stick out to me as much as some of the other ones have.
Yeah. And then number 3 is AJ Styles versus John Cena at the Royal Rumble. That belongs top 10 for sure.
Yeah,
probably top 5.
Mm-hmm, that's probably in there somewhere.
Number 2, this might be my number 1, is the Authors of Pain versus DIY versus the Revival Triple Threat Tag Team Championship elimination match.
That was amazing.
It was so amazing. That's probably number 1 for me.
I think me and you, we both agree in that, and we think that John Cena one was really good too. So I think we got the top 3 right in that order somewhere.
Yeah, the key is to look at other websites, because WWE's making this list to try to get you to watch 205 Live.
I agree.
And NXT. But yes. NXT, at least, it's good. So let's go to another website and see what their top matches are. Oh, wait, no, this is just, they just copied
WWE's list.
Idiots. What the fuck is that shit?
Well, what was the match Mustafa Ali had last week? Was it last week against Neville? Or was it the week before? That one was probably more entertaining than that one.
Here's one that belongs in the top 10, and despite what I think about Roman Reigns, but Owens and Roman at the Royal Rumble.
That was really good. That was really good.
That was really good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. They got Money in the Bank in here. The men's Money in the Bank. I didn't think either of the Money in the Bank matches were that good.
What else have we left out? I'm sure we've left out some NXT ones.
Elimination Chamber. I mean, besides like Wyatt won, so I was happy about that. But other than that,
I didn't really think Elimination Chamber was that memorable. No.
Okay.
What else at WrestleMania? I know.
No. There was no good. I mean.
You know what?
Shane and Styles was good. Owens and Jericho was pretty good. But other than that, I mean, well, the ladder match was fine.
I know people are going to hate it.
The Hardys came back. And
people are going to hate it, but it might not be top 10, but if it was like top 15 or top 20, I think Brock and Goldberg should be up there. That was probably the fucking most fun 5-minute match I think I've ever seen in my entire life. That was amazing.
You mean 4 minutes and 25
four
seconds?
Minutes. About 5-minute match. That was great. What else are we missing? What was good?
Charlotte
versus
Bailey on Raw. No. But now I'm looking at what cultures. Maybe there hasn't been good matches this year. They even have the men's Money in the Bank. No. Okay, they have.
What did we miss from SummerSlam?
That was, Lesnar Orton. That wasn't good.
Oh, no, that was terrible. I'm sure we're missing some other NXT matches,
too. I
don't
know, saying Elimination Chamber. Are we missing? There was a couple of cool spots in Elimination Chamber, so maybe that belongs in the top 10, but everyone, and they also have Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate.
That
but
was really
but you know
good.
What? They're from England.
They
so
are from
of
England.
Course they're gonna pick that one.
It was really good.
That's the wrestling style.
Check
there.
Check Dave Meltzer's site and see what matches have gotten 5 stars or whatever.
Well, his two favorites are the fucking.
Well, yeah,
New
but
Japan
still, you'll
bullshit.
Be able to see what other WWE matches he has rated high this year. I'm telling you, we're missing some really obvious NXT matches. Hideo Itami and Bobby Roode, not top 10, but I thought that was really good.
I mean, I would put Nakamura and Roode at Rumble.
Yeah.
Just because of the story they told in the ring.
That was really good.
All right, let's see. These are his 5-star matches. He's such a cock. He gave the only 5-star matches he has for this year are all New Japan.
Of course.
So clearly, Dave Meltzer, something happened with Dave Meltzer in WWE to cloud his judgment.
Yes.
Kind of like our friend Alex Del Barrio. And obviously, look, stuff's happened to me with WWE that's clouded my judgment. I'll admit that shit. But his only 5-star matches are New Japan. His highest rated WWE was Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. He rated it 4.75.
What? Why couldn't he give it 5?
What the fuck? He also gave Cena Styles 4.75.
Okay, that was good.
He gave Money in the Bank 4.5. I don't understand. What was?
Maybe we need to go back and fucking watch that match.
But at the time, I don't remember it being that good.
I mean,
there
remember
were a couple
much
good
of it
spots. It's like an average Money in the Bank. The Fatal 5-Way at Extreme Rules where Samoa Joe won 4.5. Okay, you got Rude Nakamura 4.5.
Okay.
I'll agree with that. Yeah. At least 4.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 stars, I think, is good. Because it wasn't a perfect match. But the
story
was
really
they told
good.
Was good.
Yeah.
And it just felt like.
They told an A-plus story.
Then the whole. Remember when you were talking about what they call it? The fight. It was something like the fight night or.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
night,
yeah, yeah.
But,
no. They were
oh,
billing
the
it.
Big money match or something like that?
They were billing it like an
they
actual
called, they had a,
boxing match.
Right. And I liked that. Mm-hmm. I liked how they built it. He also had Reigns, Owens, 4.5. So maybe there haven't been that many amazing matches this year so far. Although, you know what?
Well, yeah,
I put Nikki Asuka from last week on there.
That was good.
Nikki Asuka.
That was good.
Needs to be in the top 10.
Well,
for sure.
We've also been missing, like, the Revival have been out for a while, so we haven't seen very many Revival matches.
Yeah.
American Alpha has been buried forever. They are good. That's the thing that blows my mind, Andrew. How can you take a team? I know you're going to keep on continuing looking for this, but just bear with me for a second on things we talk about.
Uh-huh.
So, American Alpha, what? You've seen their matches in NXT, right? Amazing. They were great in NXT. How do they go up to the main roster and suck? They're the same team. They didn't change. Nothing changed but the writing staff.
I think. I don't know. Maybe it's their microphone skills because they have none.
But it doesn't matter. We didn't really care about the microphone skills in NXT. Why can't they still go on and put on these amazing matches? Is it because they're not paired up with also amazing teams?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I really can't.
These are questions that I have, fans.
Oh, you know what?
What else will
we
miss?
Here's another one I'd put on the top 10. Well, yeah, low top 10. AJ Styles, Orton on SmackDown when it was for the number one contender.
Oh, when
because
he did
of
the
what Styles did at the end, the fake out, which... If you would have, like, it's just the end sucked because Orton won.
Yeah.
Like, he faked out Orton, but then it didn't work. It was stupid. So, yeah.
It's crafty.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess that's it.
Oh, you know what we did miss? I don't know if you really call it a match, but more like a moment.
Uh-huh.
Braun Strowman destroying Roman Reigns.
Well, that's That was the best moment of 2017.
Certainly. And not because, and not personally because I hate Roman Reigns or whatever. Because, I mean, in certain matches, I do enjoy Roman Reigns, but I just think that was so amazing. I'm not finished with you.
Meltzer, Okada, Kenny Omega, he gave it 6 stars. when the highest you can get is 5 stars. And he's never given a match more than 5 stars. He gave it 6 stars. Then Omega Okada 2, he gave it 6.25 stars. So go fuck yourself, Meltzer. That's stupid. That's so stupid. That's why no one in wrestling takes you seriously. That's why no one respects him.
He's a troll.
Last year, his top rated match for 2016 was New Japan stuff.
Well, I think you're going to find that a lot.
4.5 he gave Styles Ambrose at TLC. That was a great match.
Well, I know you disagreed with me, but I really like that the Survivor Series, men's Survivor Series match.
He gave that a 4.5.
I really like that. I know you weren't very high on that.
When's the last time? Let me see when the last time he's given a WWE match 5 stars. He gave the triple threat between Lesnar, Rollins, and Cena at the Rumble before Rollins cashed in his briefcase. He gave that 4.75. So not even that can get 5 stars.
Hmm.
Let's see. 2015, no. 2014, no. 2013, New Japan. He just has a hard-on for New Japan.
Well, it kind of makes me wonder what they're doing over there.
Okay. His last 5-star match in WWE.
John Cena.
It was John Cena
versus
CM
amazing.
Punk, Money in the Bank 2011. That was where Cena would get fired if Punk wins.
Aww.
Because that's when Punk won and left with the title for like a month.
Oh.
You know, or maybe it was like just a couple weeks. But yeah, that was his last 5-star WWE match. He wouldn't even give Taker Shawn Michaels 5 stars when Shawn's last match, 4.75.
Okay.
Let's see. Did he give it the year before? And then the year before, the first Taker Michaels, 4.75. I mean, get the just. What
maybe,
the, this
maybe,
bullshit.
Well, like he grades really, them like WWE automatically has one less star. So to have a 5-star match in WWE,
what,
it's really
a 6-star.
Stars?
So what do you want to talk about? Do you have anything?
I don't really have anything today, this week, but we do have some polls. So you can pick which poll you want to take today.
Okay.
We will start. What is more likely to happen when Brock Lesnar returns to Raw this Monday? Which big man would you rather have in your corner? What was Raw's most jaw-dropping moment?
Of what, 2017 or last week?
Just says, what was Rawls? I don't know. Which organization would you rather join? I guess this means like stable.
What? Okay.
What was the most thrilling brawl on Raw? And then can Enzo Amore stand up to Big Cass on his own?
Let's start with Lesnar. I want to see what they have for what's going to happen.
All right.
Obviously, one of those things are going to happen.
Right.
They're just looking for ideas.
Let's see. Okay. Oops.
What's going to happen to Lesnar on Raw? In Houston.
Oh, fuck. Where'd it go? The question went away.
You know what? I have the computer right here. I can do it.
Yeah. www.com.
Oh, okay. Is that it? Wait, you're promoting their website. What are you doing?
Yeah. You know, it's only $9.99.
How do I go to like more polls?
You just
right now
click,
it's showing me the Enzo Amore one.
Click that one, and then it'll take you to more.
Oh. Can Enzo Amore stand up to Big Cass on his own? No way. Enzo needs to recruit an enforcer to help him get retribution. Yes, despite the size difference, Enzo could find a way to get payback. I actually picked Enzo to win via roll-up.
I think he needs. Yes. I think he needs to recruit an enforcer.
56%, no way.
Yes. I was
you know
right.
What? Maybe Big Show will come out
I'm telling
and
you,
distract
that's what I think.
Big Cass,
Big
roll
Show.
Up victory. Well, I call the roll of victory.
What I think will actually happen is Big Cass destroys.
Win, and then comes for the save.
And then keeps on beating the shit out of Enzo. And Big Cass is like, no, I'm a face now. I'm coming in here to fuck you up for hurting the small guy.
Okay, which organization would you rather join? The Miztourage or Titus Worldwide?
Titus Worldwide.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's fun.
Miztourage, you should get to be close to Maurice.
I don't think she's that attractive.
Okay. 65% Titus Worldwide.
Oh!
Proving that it's just 8-year-olds that take these polls. 8-year-olds and us. What was Raw's most jaw-dropping moment? This is just last week. I guess a few weeks ago. This poll is old. The return of Strowman and Big Cass being revealed as Enzo's attacker. Clearly the return of
Strowman.
Big Cass was so obvious. And Big Cass won 59%. Which big man would you rather have in your corner, Big Cass or Big Show?
Big Show.
Big Show for sure. I bet you Big Cass wins. And it was Big Show.
68%. Oh, 67%?
What would you rather receive as a gift, a timeless grandfather clock or a dancing man in a bear costume?
Timeless grandfather clock.
No, I hate they go off every hour.
You'd rather receive a man in a bear costume?
Yeah, grandfather clocks go off every hour, so I'd wake up every hour. I couldn't.
You're
I wouldn't
just
be able
a
to
light
sleep.
Sleeper.
I used to sleep over at my friend's house in high school, and the grandfather clock would go off every hour, so I would wake up every hour. It was terrible. Let's see how long we can do this for. Who do you think attacked Enzo Amore?
Wow, they've got really old ones.
Big Cass is winning by 57%. Which Superstars theme song would you like to see Elias Sampson cover? Bray Wyatt, Bailey, Sasha Banks, The Miz, Gallus Anderson, R-Truth.
R-Truth, certainly.
Bray Wyatt, 38%.
What happened to the Brock Lesnar one?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
What?
It didn't come out.
That's fucked up. Interesting. I wonder if they took that off after they got their ideas from us.
Well, again, nothing's as worse as the what will Braun Strowman or what will break first when Braun Strowman fights Roman Reigns and then it was Roman's spirit.
That was awesome. I clicked the poll and it just brought me back to all the other polls. So clearly it's just a redirect now.
They deleted it.
Damn, that sucks. It was probably amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, what's more likely to happen? Brock Lesnar cries? Brock Lesnar soul dies?
Well, what was the poll where it was like, who do you want to main event WrestleMania? And AJ Styles was winning like 80%. And then they were like, no! Idiots. That should tell them right there what to fucking do.
Oh, shit. The Rockets just signed James Harden to a 4-year contract extension.
How many years did he have left?
A long time. But now they signed him to the mega contract.
So what is he on now? For like 10 years?
He'll be signed through the 23 season. But now he's going to be making... He got the mega extension, so he's going to be making $200 million.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck. I hope they don't have
what
press conference today because I'm not really press conference dressed.
Ooh, they probably won't.
I hope not.
Nah, they probably won't. Did they announce it?
Yes,
they
announced
it. The Rockets tweeted it.
Yeah, fuck. So now I got a text.
Yeah, they're probably having that press conference right now.
No, they would have said that. I'm gonna ask.
Just kidding.
Okay, sorry. Where were we? Fan questions, right?
That's all you have, right, though, for things we talk
that's
about?
That's all I got, yeah.
Well, look, I just want to talk about this, because I saw Spider-Man Homecoming
last night. I didn't see it yet.
And holy shit, it was awesome. I was so worried it was going to suck, but I was so pleasantly surprised. It was so great. It might be the best Spider-Man movie yet.
Well,
and that's hard for me to say, because I really love Spider-Man 2. But I think this tops it. It was just so... It was so funny.
Okay, well, tell me this, because I don't want to know about it, because I definitely want to see it.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
But can you... Because you've seen the ones that Fox has controlled before.
Sony.
Can you tell... Sony, which is a Sony is controlled by Fox, right?
Is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Sony and Fox, I think, are hand in
hand.
Oh,
I think you're right.
Yeah. So thanks for screwing up what I was going to say.
Jesus.
But anyways, can you tell there's a big difference between the Fox Sony versions of Spider-Man to now the Marvel is helping control Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because they put so much of the all the other stuff in there, like the Avengers stuff, like Tony Stark's in it.
But even without that, can you tell that there's a bigger Marvel influence? Like there's more.
Well, yeah. There, okay. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just so much fun. And it was really funny. I didn't know it was going to be that funny. I was very surprised. It was hilarious.
Well, I've come to learn that.
It was like Deadpool funny. Like Deadpool was really funny. Like really? This okay. was really funny. And
not in the same way, I hope.
Did you ever watch Freaks and Geeks?
No, I never did.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
In case anyone doesn't know, it was an old show from like 2000.
Mm-hmm.
It was before, and Seth Rogen's in it, James Franco, the guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Jason...
Alexander? No.
That's Seinfeld, you fuck.
Not Alexander. Jason. He was on American Pie, too, right?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
American Pie? The guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Jason...
Jason Lee?
No.
Fuck. I don't know. Stop asking me about these things. I didn't watch
Seth
the show.
Seth Rogen's in it. Anyways, the guy, the main star of that show was a little kid, and he wrote this movie. He's a writer now. So, like, he wrote it, like, it kind of felt like Freaks and Geeks with Spider-Man. Like, and it was also kind of like Ferris Bueller meets Spider-Man.
Okay.
It was so funny. And I was worried that Michael Keaton was barely going to be in the movie. Michael Keaton was in the whole movie, you know? There was a lot of stuff with Robert Downey Jr. as well. I was so surprised. I want to see it again. I want to see it right now.
No press conference from James Harden. So, whew.
Until what, tomorrow?
No. So, I imagine after the summer league is over.
Okay. So, if you were worried about Spider-Man like I was, you don't have to worry. Go see it. It's great.
If you're worried about James Harden talking today, don't worry about it. He won't.
I don't think they care.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some Houston fans here, I would imagine. Well, you get the demographics, right? Where's like our biggest populaces? Is it, I imagine, California, really? Really? So if we ever go out to California, we'd probably have a shit ton of people, huh?
That's where California has the most people anyways.
But we're all from Houston, though. You think that, you know, our sphere of influence would have more people from Houston?
Well, again, I don't know by city. I'm telling you by state. Mm. By state, it's California. Then okay. it's New York and Texas are kind of like
really
neck and neck.
Interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so after that, I don't remember.
She ever went to watch NXT
in
Brooklyn?
Countries, yeah. In countries, it's U.S. is first. Then it's the U.K. Then after that, it's, you know, maybe Germany or something like that. But UK and US are like the majority of our fans.
Okay.
With the US having like 70%, I think.
You know? Do you have very many people from Australia listening?
There are some, yeah.
Oh, y'all guys really like Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, don't y'all? Tell me, which one's better, Billy Kay, Peyton Royce? I'd love to know from our Australia fans. Billy Kay, right? Right?
No. Anyways, that's all for things we talk about.
Yes.
We do have a 5-star review.
Ooh, wait. For NXT?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
This is from Chew Nasty, and he says, "Push Josh.
Oh.
This NXT review is the best. Can't stop laughing when Josh and Andrew argue. Best podcast by far."
We don't intend to argue. So, I can't help
that.
Thank
you, Chew Nasty.
It's Chew Nasty. I don't intend to argue with Andrew.
But that's what he likes, leave it alone.
He has wrong opinions. I'm trying to show him the way through
right.
the truth, through my truth.
How many times have you been proven wrong?
Never.
Always?
I'm always right.
Always? You're always wrong?
Always right. I have a blue check mark to prove it.
No, you don't. You have no check mark. No. All right. Now for fan questions. This is from Lauren Shute. With the rumors about Nia Jax joining Total Divas, would that make Josh a weekly viewer?
I was a weekly viewer before Nia Jax, but I haven't watched.
Are you going to watch each episode twice now that Nia Jax is on?
I might like rewatch the episodes after I'm done.
That's a terrible idea.
I think the bigger question, Chew Nasty, is will
no. This is Lauren Shute.
Oh.
Chew Nasty wrote the review.
My bad. I think the bigger question, Lauren, is with Alexa Bliss joining the cast,
yes,
will Andrew Paisano be watching the show now?
No, I'll just look up clips. Just fans, send me clips of whenever Alexa Bliss goes to the pool.
I hope she only goes to the pool with Nia Jax.
Oh, God. She probably will because they're best friends in real life.
They will. They will.
And she that means I'm going to have to like put my hand up on the TV.
You lie. You like, know you love Nia Jax just as much as I do.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mick Lockyer, move to main roster, stay in NXT, and release. So one we have to send to the main roster, one we have to keep in NXT, and one we have to release. Ember Moon, Roderick Strong, Johnny Gargano.
Ooh, that's it.
Yeah.
Release Roderick Strong?
I think so.
Keep Ember Moon on the main on NXT and push the fuck out of Johnny Gargano. Although
move Gargano to the main roster.
Although, do you feel that he might be destined to the Cruiserweights? Now that they're not a tag team?
Probably.
Which is terrifying to me.
Probably.
I think that should be the... Like, if you're... Okay, if your choice...
But there are wrestlers that have multiple tag partners throughout their career.
True, but what was the person's name?
I deleted it. I already read it. I don't know. Give me a second.
Okay, hold on.
Mick Lockyer.
I'm giving That's you a Little Caesars fan question.
Oh, I hate you.
Upgrade. Andrew, the new question is, you have two choices.
Uh-huh.
Keep Johnny Gargano in NXT, or he goes up to the main roster, but he is only on the Cruiserweights.
Keep him in NXT.
Okay.
That's my own selfish thing, though, you know?
Yeah.
He'll probably make more money being on the main roster.
True. But he'll be better character-wise on NXT.
Yeah. Jason Derham, is Otis from Heavy Machinery the oldest-looking 25-year-old you've ever seen? I mean, yeah, we did talk about this a few weeks ago, right? Also,
Tucky.
Do you think Ono should wear basketball shorts? No, he should wear pants.
I would be fine with him wearing basketball shorts.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't want to wear him the underwear anymore.
Adam Moss, have you ever seen anyone sell a DDT better than Neville did on the latest Raw? That's pretty good. I mean, that's one of the best. You know, Neville sells a DDT well. Marcus Muniz, what's the best WWE match of this year so far? Yeah, I mentioned, I talked about that.
Did he give a suggestion on his favorite?
No.
Oh.
Hey, Carl Johnson. Hey, Josh, Andre Drummond for Clint Capella and Anderson and a first round pick?
Is he asking me? Because that was something I tweeted out myself.
Do you want that?
No, so what happened was, and like this got a whole bunch of backlash the other day, because
you don't have a check mark.
I don't have a check mark. I didn't tweet this as fact. I tweeted as just a random thought. So Daryl Morey, the Houston Rockets GM, whole goal is to create
Let's not
more
get into it that much.
U.S. You
this
brought
is not the Rockets
fucking
podcast.
You brought the fucking question up. I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer. Right. So, Daryl Morey's whole thing is that he wants to create more U.S. basketball players on his team. And my thought was grabbing another all-star like Andre Drummond, you have to give up something to make the Detroit Pistons want Ryan Anderson. And by getting Ryan Anderson, you trade off Clint Capella and a first-round pick.
Do you want the trade? Yes.
I would have done the trade.
Okay,
yes.
Good. That's all we needed to
yes.
know.
But people are freaking out. People are like, oh, my God, you're such a fucking idiot. You're a troll. I'm like, I'm not a...
They said that?
Yes, they did.
See, everyone thinks you're a troll.
I'm not a troll. I'm not a troll. I was just doing that as a question. I was wondering that if that was something that other people had wondered and wanted themselves. The poll ended up getting like 500 answers.
Okay.
And it was like 90% no.
All right, that's enough. Thank
you. So there. What was his name? McLovin?
No.
Thank you, McLovin.
No, it was not McLovin.
No.
Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson.
No, it was... Shut up! Ron Johnson, what can we do to get Eric on every week? Well, you'd have to ask Eric.
Yeah.
It's up to him.
Donate to the podcast.
He can come on whenever he wants.
Can he? Can he?
Yes, he can.
Wait, so I have an open invitation to the Monday podcast? Monday and Tuesday podcast?
You've been... How many times have you been on that podcast.
I see. Apparently, I have an open invitation now. I can come on whenever I want.
No, because that podcast has three people usually.
See there's four microphones here.
I don't want it to have four.
I see there's
four. We only have three cameras.
So I can share a camera. I can just stand creepily behind someone.
Okay. You're always at an Astros game, so shut up anyways.
I wasn't at an Astros game on Wednesday. Okay. I felt like coming up here.
All right.
Just surprising, like kicking the door in.
Uh-huh. What? Am I going to have to lock this door? All right. Joe Mattingly, that's so weird that he didn't... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing. I'm reading comments about Austin Aries.
We should read that comment thread.
With
Oh, you know what we didn't read today on things we talk about?
What?
Apparently Paige and Del Rio are back together.
That's not a story, Josh.
We already talked about this. It's not a story. It's things we talk about.
I've already brought this up like 2 weeks ago.
I'm just saying. There was a picture.
Jack Bruffo with Dixie Carter. Yeah, she posted a picture of that. Mm-hmm. Great. They break up and get back together every day. Jack Bruffo with Dixie Carter doing work with WWE. Do you think she will ever be on screen talent? So apparently she's in some documentary about where they're interviewing her. I don't know why.
For Kurt Angle, right?
Oh, is that what it's for?
I think it's for Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay. No, she better not be on-screen talent. Fuck that.
She don't think she'll be like an Eric Bischoff or whatever? Or she'll be like a GM?
No. Will Zelaya...
Wait, does this mean that they've suddenly bought TNA?
No, but maybe they're gonna. I don't know. Will Zelaya, your question is so gross, I'm not even gonna read it.
No.
That's just ridiculous. But to answer your question, Bailey. But I'm not gonna read it. It's terrible. Okay.
Bailey's always good.
Aaron Murphy, what do you think the best way to book Bobby Roode is when he gets called up? Oh, that, yeah, I already said that. He needs to debut at the Rumble and win the fucking Rumble.
Number 30, right?
Let's see.
Is that what you wanted, number 30?
What?
You wanted him to take Roman Reigns' spot?
Yes. Brian Condee, I guess I have to choose one. Austin comes back for Mania season and has a two-month program. But it leads to putting Roman over at Mania or Shawn Michaels versus Styles at Mania. But Corbin, you said Carbon, but Corbin cashes in mid-match and pins HBK clean. Well, that's not clean, but okay, I get what you're saying. So Austin versus Roman, I guess I'd say HBK versus Styles.
That would be
Corbin
a good match.
Cashing in.
That would be the much better match.
If I had to choose one.
Do you think Stone Cold could give you that good of a match?
At his age?
At his age?
No. He had to retire because he was too beat up anyway in the first place.
I know, but like even Booker...
Because of his neck and his knees, he just can't.
But I'm just saying, everyone wants him back. Even Booker T says all he wants to do is hear Stone Cold's music again. That's all he wants is
to wrestle or just to
wrestle
be on the show.
To wrestle. That's what he wants is to see him wrestle again. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it seems like everyone wants to, but I just don't. He's what, 50 years old? Older maybe?
I don't know. He's probably 50. Let's see. Let's find out.
I'm just curious, you know, because like whoever he would be in a match with, that person would have to carry Stone Cold.
52. Yeah, and Roman's not the type of guy to carry an old man. Look at Taker Reigns. Yeah,
look at Taker Reigns, exactly. Like, I imagine they could probably have a really great DQ match. But no.
What's a DQ match?
No,
where you have
no.
To get DQ'd?
Undertaker was a
no
DQ match.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even that was shitty. Yeah, so I don't know. Like the promos between Kevin Owens and Stone Cold would be amazing, but I don't think the match would be very good.
Right. Well, unless, if they were in their prime, if you had a time.
If they were in their prime, sure. But like nowadays.
Yeah. I think that was like my number three match of all time I wanted to see, is Stone Cold and KO in their prime.
Do you think he would come back to be like a manager or some sort?
Stone Cold? No.
No?
No. No. Scotty Bourne Sr. Did Ember Moon get eye surgery and no longer need colored contacts? Is that what happened?
Where her eyes are just permanently red now?
Well, you know, no. Remember, she's not wearing the contacts a lot lately.
But why would she wear the red contacts to begin with? Maybe that was her version of like Balor's demon.
Is that it?
Maybe. I don't fucking know.
Is that it?
I think that was it. Sources.
Okay.
I have a blue check mark.
No, you don't. You know. All right, that's all for fan questions.
That's all. I'm so happy we could get to every single one of your guys' questions.
Yeah. Well, again, I skipped a couple because one was really gross.
No.
Too gross for even me.
Wow. That's a shocker.
Yep.
Andrew Reed's fucking everything.
Yours involved gay sex.
What?
So, yeah.
No. I like girls.
I know.
Yeah, we had a fucking whole, like, hour
monster
conversation
girls.
About this.
Yep.
Well, not necessarily all monsters.
Not all monsters. So you acknowledge that Nia Jax is a monster.
Okay, look. I say monsters. Because, look, if that's the only way that you can associate them with me, that's fine. Whatever. They're not monsters. They're just taller women. That doesn't make them monsters. It just makes them tall. There's nothing wrong with taller women.
I didn't say that.
You do all the fucking time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I still think Heidi Klum's hot. She's tall.
She's not that tall.
Yeah, she is. She was a fucking model. She has to be tall. She's probably like 5'10".
That's not that tall.
Yes, it is.
I'm 5'7".
I'm sorry. Yeah, Nia Jax, so she's 8 feet tall. That's different.
She's not even
nine,
that
I'm
close.
Sorry, 9 feet tall. That's different.
She's 6 feet tall.
20 feet tall.
Heidi Klum.
Oh, my God.
Hideo. Heidi Klum. Oops. Oh, Jesus. Heidi Klum. I bet you she's no taller than like 5'3".
Oh, you dummy.
What?
Okay.
Heidi Klum. Hold on.
How much you want to bet? A fifth lunch? How many lunches do you owe me now?
I don't owe you anything.
Bullshit.
Heidi Klum. Where?
Okay. Oh, my God. You suck at Google.
I have a slow phone.
Heidi
Klum. 5'3".
Bullshit.
That's what it says here.
No, you're a liar.
Oh, 5'9". Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not that tall.
I said 5'10". I was fucking close.
Yeah, that's not tall. She's 2 inches taller than me. That's not enough.
Okay. God, what do you want, a mommy to rock you back and forth?
No.
Jesus. So anyways. Yeah.
I like long legs. Long legs.
Look, Joe and I are going to be in Dallas. For Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, way to turn the conversation.
So come check us out there. And then we'll all also be at Raw, right, on Monday? Are you going to go to Raw?
Oh, shit, that is Monday. Fuck.
Yeah.
I need to ask for tickets.
So anyways, until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review.
5-star. Can you do like star wipes like on Better Call Stall?
Better Call Stall?
Stall.
Better Call Stall, eh?
Better Call Stall.
Oh, by the way, one of the guys in Better Call Stall is in Spider-Man.
Is it a spoiler if I know who?
No.
Who?
It's, I forgot his name on Better Call Stall now. It's the one that his dad owns that shop and Hector wanted to, you know, the guy that wanted to kill Hector.
Nacho?
Nacho.
Really?
Nacho's in it, yeah.
He's a bad guy.
And he actually
isn't
ends up being someone. Yeah, of course.
Fuck. Why do they? No, hold on. Hold on. We're talking about this for 1 minute.
No, we're not.
Why do
they
always typecast Mexicans or brown people as bad guys?
Spider-Man's best friend in the fucking movie is Hispanic, you idiot.
Is he? What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
It wasn't that memorable, was it?
No, he was one of the funniest people in the movie. So
almost
shut up.
All Mexicans are typecast as Mexicans.
You gotta stop talking.
I'm sorry. It is awful. It is a travesty against humanity. It's awful. It's awful.
Well, then
only
guys,
white
then,
people can be good.
Then stop
fuck that
then
noise.
Stop killing people.
Fuck that noise. That's awful. That's only Arabs.
Wow. Oh my gosh. This is taking a wrong turn. Anyways, like I said, leave a 5-star review. If you don't have an iPhone, you can listen to us on the Podbean app or Google Play, or, you know, there's other podcasts.
Like what?
You can listen to us on. What?
Are we on Stitcher?
I don't know. You can also watch the show at youtube.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @wrongwrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter @AndrewBisano. Josh is at Mr. Joshua with no check mark.
Yeah, no check
Why
mark.
Are you Joshua Robert now? What is that?
I'm trying.
You just want no one to know
to
you?
Talk.
Your marketing is terrible.
It is. I like throwing people off the scent. I like creating
undecided.
Like creating mystery.
Undecided. Oh.
I like creating mystery. I like to create interest. I like to create intrigue. I'm a voice of the people.
Also, you can head to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling to buy a shirt, $19.99. However, 20% off until Monday, this Monday?
If you use the promo code...
America.
America. Yeah, so. And we have three shirts there right now.
Yes.
But with your help, we can get a fourth shirt that says transfacial.
Oh, yeah. That's
yes. A good, yeah, please, good, yeah. If you can draw, please contact us because we need your help to create the transfacial shirt.
I don't know if anyone's going to want to wear that shirt. It's funny in theory. I don't know if anyone's going to want to wear that shirt.
I will wear the transfacial shirt.
If 10 people say that they would buy it, then I'll do it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Tell us if you will wear a transfacial shirt.
I'm transfacial.
I'm transfacial, but it will be a picture of Roman Reigns.
Maybe like, so what about like a bathroom sign?
No, like, no, that's too.
I'm transfacial, or no. I'm for transfacial bathrooms.
No, that's too much. We're trying to do the WWE thing because there are people that are transfacial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, Big Show,
Asuka.
Asuka is like one of the most transfacial people we'll
Asuka
ever alive.
Asuka and Lesnar are the two transfacialists.
Lesnar, very transfacial. There you go. Suplex City. And then you could have a transfacial.
What about heelish?
I don't think that fits. I think it's transfacial.
Yeah, transfacial.
So yeah, contact us. Yeah. Drawlers.
Right. And Drawlers? You can also donate to the show at patreon.com.
Illustrators.
Let me do this part. This is important.
Sorry.
You can donate to the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. So thank you to everyone who donates.
Yeah.
Like usual.
With every dollar, you save a hungry Andrew Pisano and Josh Reese.
That's right. That's right. And as you can tell, we're very hungry.
I am. It's very true. You don't know how true that is.
Yeah. All right. You'll see me next after Great Balls of Fire. We'll probably film some pay-per-view recap at... in Dallas somewhere.
Make sure to grab some In-N-Out for me.
I hate In-N-Out.
What? Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. We have to end this podcast now.
It's no David Burgers in Arkansas. No. That's for sure.
Turn off my mic and end this now because I am about to lose my shit.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts. So you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.